some meatloaf!
Idly ho, neighborinos.
We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
Hi ho, neighbor.
Nobody messing in my neighborhood.
Hey, Ma! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This is The Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Texters 219, G should dress up as Tyler Perry's Madea.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Got any costume ideas for anybody on the station? Nobody suggested anything for Bill and Wendy or Williams yet.
No.
Mostly me and Ro.
Well, I think you two are, you know.
Are the biggest heads on this place. Yeah. Ro Connell will join us later this hour. The music simply means it's time for G to talk food. And
yeah.
This joint's in New Orleans?
Well, it is.
That's a long commute for me.
It's serving New Orleans food. But before we get to that, I wanted to answer your question because you asked me about a good Chinese place in the Loop.
Yeah.
And my recommendation would be Imperial Le Mian, which is on 6 West Hubbard Street. Right.
Is it French Chinese? What is the Le Mignon?
It's actually hand-pulled noodles, and you can watch them do it. And have you ever seen Chinese noodles being hand-pulled? It is dramatic, fascinating, and there's
art to it.
Oh yeah, so it's like this giant. It's like this giant piece of dough that they keep pulling and pulling, and then they kind of wheel it around like a jump rope. They're not jumping rope with it, but it's just they twirl it and they keep pulling it, and that's how the strings.
It'd be kind of cool if they did jump rope.
No, but it's incredible to watch. I mean, it takes a lot of skill. And they also have soup dumplings, which are known as xiaolongbao. And have you had xiaolongbao before?
No, I've not.
Okay, so it's it can be.
I had egg rolls.
Oh, nice. I'm proud of you. So there's pork inside of it, or it can be crab or other types of protein. And then there's a dollop of actual broth, hot broth, that once you bite into it, it sort of spills out into your mouth. So it's like you get to eat your soup.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that would be my recommendation.
I'm still confused about the Le Mignon part.
That's the word for the hand-pulled process? Yeah, the hand-pulled noodles. Yeah.
I didn't know the word Le was in the Chinese language.
Well, it's L-A-M-I-A-N. I'm probably not doing a great job pronouncing it. Le Mignon. Yeah.
Okay, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, now tell me about this New Orleans joint.
Okay, so I went to Ina May Tavern and Packaged Goods. And have you been to New Orleans?
I've never been. My mother's favorite city.
Oh, Steve, I can see you in New Orleans, like, for real. You would love. I mean, it's a magical town.
People used to call me Crawdaddy.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you are a Crawdaddy. So New Orleans is magical, as everybody, if you've been lucky enough to go, it's feels like you're in another country. The French influence, the Creole, the Cajun, the soul food, it's pretty incredible. And born and bred executive chef Brian Jupiter is from there, and lucky for us, he now is a Chicagoan, has been here for over, I think, like 12 years.
And he was supposed to be on his show, but here's the deal, and you know my policy. If somebody stiffs us, they're not on the show again.
Oh, my gosh.
But in this case, I have great sympathy for people that don't get enough sleep. And if somebody runs a restaurant or a bar, they probably went to bed about 2 or 3 this morning.
Yes.
So he gets a pass.
Absolutely. And he is an incredible guy. He's always doing charity work. So Brian Jupiter, he's an executive chef there, and he owns it. And a lot of people know him for Frontier as well. It's a restaurant that's known for its game meats, game sausages. There's often pictures of Brian Jupiter with a giant full-sized alligator. That's been barbecued.
Really?
They have alligator there.
Have you
as
ever
well.
Had gator?
I have had gator before.
And?
It
tastes like angry chicken.
Yeah, that's a great description.
You've had gator, Dave?
When I traveled with the Bears back in the Super Bowl season, they would serve alligator on every flight to the team.
Mm.
And it had something to do with one night did
the
get going
they
to
were
restaurants.
Crazy?
No, it was something they started in Tampa and they won the game, so it became like a superstition.
So Frontier has large format meals, and you can order an entire alligator, various sizes, if you want to have a party. They also have a whole hog. They have also wild boar. So he does a lot of game meats, including like an antelope leg as well. But they're also known for their oysters and everything.
Wait, an antelope leg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has made a name for himself.
Is that like a drumstick?
No, it's pretty big. So like you want to get like 10 to 12 people together and then make a reservation.
Sounds like a Renaissance festival.
Right. And that restaurant is in Noble Square. So that's been around for almost 10 years actually now. But his new restaurant is called Ina May Tavern. It's all New Orleans food. So we're talking po' boys. We're talking seafood towers.
How about gumbo?
Gumbo. It's his grandmother's recipe. The restaurant is named after his great-grandmother, Ina May, mm-hmm. who was the backbone of the family. And then he learned to cook from his grandmother, Rosetta. And so it's Rosetta's gumbo recipe.
That's right out of Central Casting.
Yes. There's fried chicken, fried oysters. There's Nashville hot chicken. It's pretty incredible, decadent, delicious food.
And where is it?
This one is in Wicker Park and Ina May at 1415 North Wood Street. And this is really the restaurant that he always dreamed of opening. And it really is an ode to the women in his life. It's, you know, it's really because of his great-grandmother, his grandmother, and his mother that he was able to find his path in cooking. And he's known he wanted to cook since he was young. Like, his first job as a fry cook was at age 15 in New Orleans. And then he went to, got professionally trained, worked in finer restaurants, and then decided, you know, he wanted to do his own thing. So it's delicious. And the bread is very important for a po' boy. You know what I'm talking about with a po' boy,
sure,
right?
Of course.
Okay, so
I get out once in a while.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. I just wanted to make sure. But one of the most important elements besides the dressing, which is the shredded lettuce and the pickles and the tomato, is that you have to have the right bread. It can't be a baguette. It can't be a soft roll. It has to have
not
the right,
Wonder Bread?
No, it has to have the right crispy crunch on the outside, has to be soft on the inside, and he says that it has to break properly so that when you take a bite, all the stuff that you've packed into it doesn't fall out, which is always messy, right?
It's like sandwich science.
Right, and a lot of people listening will know where his rolls, his baguette, the bread comes from. It comes from D'Amato's Bakery, which is on Grand Avenue in Westtown, which has been an Italian. Super Joe, you ever been to D'Amato's?
I sure have. I love it over there on Grand.
Yep. And they are known for their bread. And
some his good bread over there.
Absolutely. And great sandwiches, too. So he sources his bread from there as well.
So you highly recommend.
Mm-hmm. And
are they open for lunch?
No, they are not open for lunch. But they are open for brunch Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And here's the thing. So you know how, like, you want to impress somebody? So there's
I mean, I don't really.
Well, no, you're so impressive. You don't have to worry about that.
No, of course, everybody wants to impress
people. If you want to go on a special occasion or a date, you end up wanting to order a seafood tower if you're into seafood.
Sure.
And seafood towers can run you well over $100 if you're downtown, right? He has seafood towers from $40 to $50.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's very reasonable.
And this includes oysters, shrimp, crab, crawfish, and he has what he calls a po' man's seafood tower, which is the fried seafood version. So he has a boiled version and a fried seafood version, too.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So he created it.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Is he still chefing then?
Absolutely. And he has his own hot sauces, and they have awesome drinks as well, cocktails, of course, the Hurricane. And the cocktail menu is very well thought out. It's not gimmicky at all. It's authentic New Orleans food because he's from there.
How did he end up in Chicago?
He moved here for his a really good gig at a restaurant that's now closed, to fine dining.
Started chefing here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you want to read about your take on this and see all the pictures and things.
Yes. And there's and a video.
Where do they go for that?
They go to suntimes.com and wgnradio.com. Also, do you know what a peacemaker po' boy is?
I do not. What is that?
A peacemaker has New Orleans roast beef on it, as well as fried shrimp.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I'd like that.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of surf and turf.
Why is it called peacemaker? Because I'd fight somebody for that.
Well, you know what? Because it brings peace. Because it has a little bit of, it has the surf and the turf.
All right. For anything related to our Neighborhood Eats, can you get them all in one place? Like if I go to WGNradio.com, Neighborhood Eats, could I see all of your Neighborhood Eats?
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, because I've been doing these for quite a while, for over a year, you can find them all on the Sun Times website and also the Sun Times YouTube page as well.
Okay, well, we should have them curated, as we like to say, in one spot at WGNRadio.com.
Absolutely. I would love to share them. Okay. You know that.
Well, we link to the Sun-Times article in the podcast that we post for Neighborhood Eats.
Okay.
So there we go.
Nice job by you.
Thank you. Ina May Tavern and Packaged Goods, 1415 North Wood Street. And the reason why it's called a packaged goods store, it takes after the corner store in New Orleans that he grew up with. And so you can go in there and buy little things to go.
Sure.
And then there's usually a great cafe in the back where someone's making really good, scrumptious homemade food.
So he didn't
food.
Miss a trick.
No. And it feels like you're in New Orleans.
Okay. But without the humidity.
Laissez le bon temps brûler, Steve.
I don't know what you just said, but I think it was an insult.
I said let the good times roll, which is something that you say during Mardi Gras.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.